Ever since the story broke last December, it has captivated our area. The discovery of bodies on Long Island, now linked to a serial killer. Long Island Serial Killer is the title of tonight's 48 Hours Mystery on CBS television, and CBS News correspondent Aaron Moriarty joins us. This all started with a search for a missing escort, Shannon Gilbert.
Right. She disappeared, actually, May 1st, the early morning hours of May 1st, 2010. She made a panic 911 call, 23-minute long call, and then disappeared in the night. The police didn't start on this heavy-duty investigation until later in the year. And then in December of last year, when they started with dogs, they were just kind of doing a search, and they found not one body, but four bodies.
Ironically, they still haven't found Shannon Gilbert. Four bodies connected with a serial killer, but parts of 10 bodies total, I think. How do we know these four are linked with this one killer?
You're absolutely right that they have now found up to 10 bodies or parts thereof. But we know that the four connected with the killer because they were all wrapped in burlap. They were dumped in the same area, 500 feet apart from each other. The others are all in the near vicinity. There's one other young woman, another escort by the name of Jessica Taylor. Her body was found. I do not believe officially she has been connected at all, and that would also mean the serial killer started killing back in 2003. So that one's still up in the air.
We have profiles that have been developed of a possible suspect.
I don't think they have any one person in mind, but this killer did call the family of one of his victims, Melissa Bartholomew's family, back in 2009. And based on the voice, based on some of the information that came back at that time, investigators do believe he's a white male. Investigators believe that he's somewhere in his late 20s, in 30s, based on the way he was able to convince these women to abandon their usual security measures, he's charming and very persuasive.
I've heard reports some people think it might be a cop.
Well, you know, that's very interesting. One of my sources says no. To be honest, CSI, 48 Hours, all these shows so many forensic techniques that if it's just somebody who likes to watch these shows or pays attention, I mean, nothing that he's done is so unusual that would absolutely pinpoint him as a man from law enforcement.
Why is this investigation so difficult?
Oh my gosh, this is so difficult because the victims in this case, all online escorts, you know, they're freelancing. They're doing this online by themselves. They're using disposable phones, so it makes it very difficult for the police to take a look at each one of these girls to see if they have a common client. They use aliases. And now, when you also have these other bodies, this is an incredibly difficult, very large, overwhelming investigation.
You've covered a lot of serial killers for 48 hours. In your experience, what you've learned in this investigation and just your gut, do you have fears that this killer is still out there and could kill again?
If he is still out there, he probably will kill again. Most serial killers do not stop until they are stopped. And to be honest, I hate to admit that I've interviewed so many of these killers. One, Dennis Rader, who was a serial killer in Wichita, actually said to me that he planned to retire at 60, but he wasn't going to quit before then.
Long Island Serial Killer, 48 Hours Mystery, tonight, 10 p.m. on CBS2 here in New York. CBS News correspondent Aaron Moriarty. Aaron, thank you.
Thank you. It's great being here.